You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Ford is investing a further 600 million rand in South Africa's automotive industry. The money is going to its Stroondal engine plant in Gqeberha in support of the launch of a new turbo diesel engine, as well as upgrades to other assembly lines. The new investment does follow the 16 billion rand announced earlier this year for the manufacture of the next generation Ford Ranger pickup due for launch next year sometime. Olcott Berry, the Vice President of Operations at Ford at South Africa, joins the market update. Olcott, thanks so much for your time, sir. So more money coming out of Ford and coming into South Africa's economy, something that we certainly welcome. But just to give us the breakdown of the 600 million rand you are spending in Gqeberha, exactly what is it going to?
Sure. If you will remember, in February, we made the announcement up in Pretoria in our Silverton facility of the new generation Ranger that we plan to launch next year. 200,000 vehicles that we'll be exporting to, mainly the European markets. And this is that next step. So the investment here is over and above the investment that we made announced in February. And this is now to support us with the powertrain, this new 3-liter V6 engine that we will be using in the Ranger that will be then exported as well. So that basically the whole lineup of engines that will be going now into the new generation Ranger will also be then supplied from our Eastern Cape-based facility.
And exactly how many engines are we talking about here that are potentially coming out of this facility, and how many are for the local market and how many are for exports?
So the current piece of the plant, or plant two, that we specifically upgraded for the V6 engine, currently in day to day, we build a 2.2 and a 3.2 diesel engine. And this V8 will go into that same building or facility, and that's where the extensive upgrades and changes had to take place to incorporate that as well into that building. And then right next to that, we built the current 2-liter single and bi-turbo engine as well. So those are the main engines that we will then export up to our Silverton facility and build into a Ranger for export.
And Olcott, is everything presently going on time? I mean, we've had a lot of events that have transpired since you initially made the announcement around the 16 billion rand earlier this year. I'm just wondering if any of those events that have unfolded thus far have done anything to your timelines.
No, everything is on track. We're holding, our launch timeline still. If I look at the industrial park, which we've erected with the help of the partnership with the South African government as well, on track, our first two suppliers have basically opened their doors and started manufacture. And our own, tooling in our new stamping plant, body shops, is all on track. Although we know we have things like COVID, around the globe, I think just by pure, very good planning, we're still on track and on time.
And just give us a sense of what this means for the community.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
I just wanted to know if there was a broader community benefit as a result of this major upgrade that is happening in Gqeberha by way of perhaps a skills upgrades of your existing staff complement, or even potentially new jobs.
Correct. So if you look at the facility down here specifically, it is obviously a brand new generation engine. So our people are already busy with undergoing extensive training in that regard. We also, at the same time, we are upgrading the whole plant or facility with a lot of new quality systems and operating principles and practices that we use in the rest of the world, which will give us a significant step up in the quality as well coming out of this facility. So all our people are currently being trained in that regard. So what we've done at the moment is our facility in Silverton will produce 200,000 ranges, and that is what we have put in here. But the way that we've done it is because it is a flexible arrangement within the same building. We have not brought on incremental people, But as the demand, you know, swings between the different engines, that is then where we will put our focus or emphasis on for now. When the as soon as the new product goes onto the market, obviously, and there is an increase in the global demand, then that will be the point we will, you know, have to bring in incremental employment. But for us within the country, we really took the view of that we want to create, first of all, stability for our people down here in the engine plant so that they know, you know, what is in store for them and job security into the future. But if you look at what the new generation Ranger does for us in the country overall, within our own plant, within the industrial park, as well as throughout the supply base, full value chain, you're going to talk a magnitude of about 60,000 jobs that will be added to South Africa. And that is really was at the top of our minds. So I just let us create the island within South Africa where we can make a difference and create jobs and help with, you know, creating and assist with the unemployment.
Okay, I do know that, I mean, this investment is part of Ford's broader plans to localize more, increase its level of local manufacturing. And we're speaking and having this conversation at a time when global manufacturers are being impacted by some of the supply chain disruptions that the pandemic has brought, most notably the shortage of semiconductor chips that have delayed the manufacture of quite a number of new vehicles and even their timelines. To what degree is that challenge impacting on Ford?
So I think all the manufacturers globally, right, has been impacted on by that. There is just a global shortage across the globe. And yes, we are in a fortunate situation that even through COVID, the demand on the Ranger going into Europe did not drop at all. There's more customer demand than what we can satisfy right now. And we've got the global allocations and the teams looking after us in that regard, you know, trying to satisfy where the demand is really needed and obviously where the biggest impact will be on the customers. And we are one of the sources that they can really try and feed on a consistent basis because we are so important for the European market. The whole of Europe, the Ranger is the number one pickup within Europe. And we supply right everything from the UK right across into Russia, all those different markets. So within Ford, we are a very important stakeholder or piece of the Ford puzzle globally.
And have you been able to meet and produce to your potential? And I ask this within the constraints that our a port operator has experienced, Transnet, that has caused, again, quite a number of delays and also headaches to exporters in the country. To what degree has that impacted on your ability to satisfy your customers outside the country?
So I would say, no, they have not caused us, you know, an impact to what we can produce because, you know, we've made alternative arrangements and you will find that from other OEMs as well, that we just, you know, put all the vehicles on trucks and transport them down to the ports for export. But at the same time, we know that's not good for roads and infrastructure. So we've been working with the South African government for the last 2 to 3 years, and we've finally got a task team together that is now assisting us in that regard. And that, again, is connected with the manufacture of the new generation Ranger. They are in agreement with us, and there's already a task team set up working on a work plan to get us to a point that by 2025, we can have all our Rangers, you know, picked up at the plant by rail, transported down to the port, so that we can stop destroying the roads as well. And like I say, we have taken hands with them, similar to what we did with the industrial park, and we plan to fix it, and they are all on board, and I can't see any reason why it cannot be done.
All right. Good to know, sir, but we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. Okot Berry, the Vice President of Operations at Ford South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.